Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star fam? Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. to hear the colors and see the music. That was a sample from the track one on France Lounge. We're going to be listening to a little bit of French Lounge tonight because we're going to be doing a lot of healing and a lot of love and light going through the airways. So I want to keep the energy and the music tonight a little soft and flowing. So we'll be listening to a little more France Lounge. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, June 17th, 2011. And joining me tonight on the show is none other than John Lucas. And this is the show we've been pumping up for about a month now. Any physical pain, instantly deleted live on the air tonight. Now, the person must be in pain at the time they call, and this could be back pain, car accident, fibromyalgia, etc., anything like that. The show call-in number is 888-815-9756. So please, if you have any loved ones and any type of pain, have them call in tonight. And we'll be talking to John about 15, 20 minutes into the show. First, my favorite thing to jump into is the news and updates and what's going on around the world. And it is getting crazier and crazier as the weeks go on. So I am happy to report the news to you so everyone can be aware of what is going on in your world around you. That is enlightenment. Starting off with a low-level emergency declared at a nuclear power plant here in the U.S., and as everyone knows, floodwaters continue to rise in many areas in the Midwest. We've been talking about this for a few weeks now. And the rising of these waters has prompted a couple of nuclear reactors to go into what they call just a notification of unusual event, which is their lowest, alarm rate. Anyways, long story short, I haven't seen any of this on the news. And if people aren't aware of how these reactors work, they use the rivers and the force of the rivers to cool the reactors, and that's what actually helps the steam to cool. Now, when the flood waters rise, the cooling fans that generate from off the water get backed up, and that's a problem. What can happen is, even though this plant has been shut down, what can happen is the system is, if it's affected that it goes down or anything like that, the cooling fans for the spent nuclear rods, if that were to go offline, that could be damaged. And if floodwaters or some other event damages that system and it goes offline, then the cooling pools at the plant could run dry and cause a potential meltdown. So that's some heavy stuff, and there's a few plants that for over a month now have been in warning. And the article ends by saying, in addition to the existing flood protection at the plant, the employees and contractors have built earth berms and sandbags around the buildings. Well, that's great. I'm glad they're putting sandbags around the nuclear power plants. Moving on. Now, this article, I would say it warms my heart to talk about, but it's really, it doesn't. But this just really goes to show you the power of the people. And let me just read the headline of this article. India cheers while Monsanto burns. And this is from the head State Farmers Association in India, quote unquote, "We send today a very clear message to all those who have invested in Monsanto in India and abroad. Take your money out now before we reduce it to ashes." And that was from the head of the State Farmers Association in India. Now, we've been talking about Monsanto for a while. They bought up Whole Foods and what they're doing with the GMOs. Now, because of this, it has also sparked three other Monsanto test sites that have been burnt down. And more crematories are promised. Now, I'm not promoting that or trying to back that, but those people aren't taking it. Now, let me just read you a little bit of this article. The backfire, basically, from Whole Foods and from Monsanto is because they just put out this story advertising that the only way to feed the widespread food shortage in the world is by biotechnology, and that's the only way to feed the poor people. So as a backlash from that, the people in India set up a protest. They went to meet Monsanto at one of their head new membership or new buildings they put there, and quote unquote, at 1:30 in the afternoon on 28th the owner of the field, Basan Hansol, came out to greet, with the help of Basan's neighbors, a number of KRS members and other local grassroots organizations representing untouchables and landless farmers proceeded to tear up everyone at the genetically modified cotton plants growing there. They stacked them in a heap in the middle of the field and set them on fire. In minutes, Monsanto's test crops was reduced to ashes. Now, this was the first strike in a grassroots campaign that is going on there now, but it's spreading quickly. Like I said, there's already been three other plants, testing facilities. There's seven of them that they're denouncing. The government themselves is denouncing. They don't want them there, but these corporations, as everywhere else in the world, have taken over, and they're setting up these test genetically modified crops in India, and the people aren't having it. The people are standing up, they're going to these sites, and they're burning the crops. They're not burning the people, they're not burning the places down, but they're burning the crops. And they're sending a strong message to Monsanto or anyone else about GMOs in their food. There's also something that happened a little in another province a little farther than that, where shots have been fired by Indian farmers in what increasingly looks like a war against a giant corporation. In another province in India, they set up another bunch of test labs, and some of the farmers there, even with the government backing, told them to stop it. They haven't, and shots have even been fired. Not that that's the way to go, because it's not. Awareness is the way to go. You need to be aware of Monsanto, Green Life, Whole Foods, and what they're doing to our food. Speaking of GMOs, Obama administration gives the green light for GMOs to be planted in national wildlife refuges. A battle is raging over whether or not it should be legal to plant genetically modified GM crops in U.S. wildlife refuges. A little over a month ago, various conservation and food safety groups achieved a unified legal victory that banned all the future plantings of GMOs in refuges. So finally, the people got together and they put a stop to it. Unfortunately, the Obama administration announced its full-fledged support for the GMOs in refugees, and the administration is now working towards ramrodding through a new plan that would exempt the issue of GMO plantings and refugees from having to face any further legal challenges that oppose them. And that's how our administration works. If they can't get around it, they just bust right through it, or filibust right through it. Talking about the Fukushima. Now, this article, I've been talking about Fukushima since it happened. It's really bad. It's really affecting the planet. And here's an article I read that really, really broke my heart. And it's horrible. And the headliner is Chernobyl evacuation limit was 5,000 USV a year. But right now in Japan is 394,200 USV a year detected in the Fukushima school zone. There's radiation levels almost 90 times Chernobyl, the evacuation limits found in unevacuated Fukushima school zones at a level so high it is lethal to 100% of the population within 15 years. So basically, they're not evacuating the people. Those people have about 15 years to live. The children in that school zone, unless the area is evacuated now, none of the children starting school in that area will even live to see their 18th birthday. And that's what's going on. The mass media is covering this stuff up and is not telling the truth. Another article, news sources in Philly. Is Japan radiation killing babies in Philadelphia? Infant death rate spikes 48%. A news source is raising the red flag about 48% spike in Philadelphia infant deaths since Philly. Drinking water tests showed the highest levels of Japan nuclear radiation in the nation. Okay? 48% spike in Philly of infant deaths because the drinking water test showed the highest levels of Japan nuclear radiation. But our government is saying, don't worry, everything is cool. Everything is fine. No, it's not. There's babies dying. There's people being affected. Wake up. Another article, and this article is even crazier. This one is, now they want to add lithium into our water as if fluoride wasn't enough. The title goes, is lithium the next fluoride? Medication may be added to your water supply. Lithium, the psychiatric drug prescribed for depression, mania, bipolar disorder, is now being viewed as a new fluoride by some experts. They want to put fluoride in our fluoride and lithium in our drinking water. In addition, now they're calling for the lithium because they're saying it's going to be the cure-all for social problems, including suicide, violent crimes, and drug use. We know that's not going to happen. But according to experts that are enthusiastic about adding the lithium to the water supply, they also caution, well, we're still not clear how lithium affects the brain. And second, there's also consideration of possible personality changes within the recipient. So basically, lithium certainly dampens impulsivity, which would explain how it dampens suicide rates. But at a population level, what if the impulsivity is being directed in a healthy way? Like the person jumping onto a subway tracks to save somebody. Or people hear about the S510 organic bill that's being passed through Congress and people want to protest. Well, they already got fluoride in the water to dumb us out and other things in the air and chemtrails. So now they want to add lithium to our water. Stuff to be aware of. Not cool. In fact, I went to the doctor's office this week and one of the questionnaires in the doctor's office was, Does your water have fluoride in it? And I laughed and I looked up and I said to the guy, doesn't all the water in North Carolina have it? And he said, yes, it does. So why are they asking those questions? Anyways, talking about the weather, the 2012 shift has started, the changes, the earthquakes, more and more are going to be happening. Summer snow falls in the summit of UK. We talked about months ago in our winter when it was summer in Australia. It's still going on. It snowed in the UK. Okay, summertime. With record-breaking temperatures, it snowed. And people had no idea where it came from. It was, quote-unquote, it was cold, but people were arriving at the summit looking quite bemused. It was summer at the bottom of the mountain and snowing winter at the top. Changes are all around. These are the things to be aware of. Tennessee passes a new law criminalizing postings of any image that someone finds offensive. Now, this is just out of control. Just when you thought like the laws we've been talking about are crazier, this law that was passed basically states that any use of a picture to transmit or display an image, a picture online that is likely to frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress to anyone who sees it can be fined for violating this of $2,500 or face a year in prison. So check this out. If you post a picture on my Facebook, which I post a lot of pictures that probably intimidate people, you can now in Tennessee it was passed, go to jail if someone calls up and says, this picture he posted frightened me. That is crazy. It's crazy. The governor, Bill Haslam himself, perpetuated the idiocy when he signed it into law last week. Well, let me ask you, Bill, why'd you sign it into law? Why? Because the worlds and governments are run by global elite, and the puppets, the politicians, do what they're told. Talking about freedoms, we talked about this a lot. This was an article I saw. Miami Beach cops also seized news cameras at the scene of the shooting. We talked about this last week. There's a shooting. A couple people took their camera phones. The cops smashed the camera phones, took it. Now cops, they seized the news cameras. Also in Fort Lauderdale, there was a shooting there last week, and a film shooting, I should say. And there's actors and whatnot walking around. They put up signs that taking pictures of this area is now illegal. It's basically the law is doing whatever they want all over the country. We talked about the sheriff who sold his county to a corporation last week. It's RoboCop happening here in the U.S. And these are real stories, real articles. Check them out on Starseed Energy Radio. I always post them up. So, you know, I report this stuff to be aware of the world around you. I always say it. The more truth we can speak, and once enough people know, it's the 100th monkey effect. That's how we can stop it. The only way we can stop it is by sharing this information. So look at these articles. Pass them along. You know, let people call you crazy, because the facts are the facts. We're reporting facts here. Do your own research. Don't listen to what I say. Do your own research. And also, just to touch on the chemtrails, we had some breaking news last week. We had proof of the Morgellons fibers in chemtrails, and we're going to have a few of the research and scientists coming on in about a month or so to talk about that, and some websites to check out, educate-yourself.org, chemtrailcentral.com, stopsprayingcalifornia.com, globalskywatch.com, aircraft.org, or MorgellonsResearchGroup.com. Those are all sites from all over the world with pictures and postings of people just like me and you that are trying to put a stop to this. And that sums it up with the news and information and updates for tonight. I'm going to play a little more of the France Lounge, and then when we come back, joining us live is John Lucas, and we're going to get into healing some people, because that's what this show is about, and that's what's up. So sit back, relax. I'm going to play this next track, and we'll be right back with you. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And now joining me on the line is John Lucas. And just to give you a little background on him, he's been so-called holistic natural health for over 30 years. And he's developed an ability and a system using the laws of physics, intention, and non-contact muscle testing to access anyone or groups of people anywhere in the world and delete the frequencies or energy causing of any pain problems they may have, eliminating these frequencies and energies. And joining me is John. John, how are you?
Good evening. It's good to be here.
Thank you. So first, I just want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, like how you got into this path of healing and when it really started for you. When was your enlightenment started?
Well, you know, it started over 30 years ago. I won't say exactly how long. And, you know, I had low blood sugar. I was nearly dead. The Mediquacks, whoever they are, couldn't find out what was wrong with me, and they kept pumping drugs into me, saying nothing's wrong with you, but giving me drugs. And I ran into, somebody told me about a guy who was actually a chiropractor who used some advanced kinesiology techniques to balance the whole body. And that's where I started to get better. And now I tell people, you know, if he had could have done what I can do now, I believe I would have been well in one or two sessions instead of a year and a half. So that's where it started, with my migraines and my low blood sugar and all the other things, prostate pain, things that were going on. And now those things do not exist in me. And, of course, now what I do is I work on anybody around the world or their pet or their home or their career or you name it, because everything in existence is a frequency. And I delete the negative imprint from way beyond your birth into your being, whether it's in your body, your emotions, you know, your mind, your life, your pet, your home, and I expect a change. And, of course, on the radio, mainly we do an imprint of pain, and I expect people to not have their pain within a split second or within seconds to a minute. And that's basically how it works, and it's not a Band-Aid. It's the ultimate cause of the beginning of the situation. I don't care who has labeled it with some diagnosis. I don't do diagnosis. They can say I have fibromyalgia. That doesn't matter to me. It's great that you tell me. I'm already doing the deletion, say, when you tell me of the frequencies, and so far, everyone tells me their pain is gone, basically, virtually whatever it is. And that's pain.
So you basically, let me understand, you sort of connect with their higher selves and go into their coding and delete that frequency of pain.
You might say that. I'm actually doing what's called a muscle test, which I used to do hands-on with everyone I worked with, and now I can use myself to check, you know, say hand muscles for strength and weakness, and I check that person. If I get a weakness, I do the deletion in them instantly. And it's beyond their birth. It's beyond parts of themselves they will never even know exist, and links into them, and it's virtually instant. And that's why they tell me, you know, I don't have a migraine. I don't have a back pain. Oh, my gosh, I'm doing squats now, and, you know, I could hardly walk for 30 years. And this happens, this is the norm for them to tell me this. Whether it's some raging feverish sore on their body, they say, you know, I get every month or every week when I'm under stress. When I do the deletion, and I've been doing this for a few years, they will tell me, you know what, it stopped then and it doesn't happen anymore. Wow. And I do the same in my work. I do lifetime deletions, the whole lifetime of stuff before your birth. And, you know, this is kind of a sample here, but it's a major sample because people will call in a show like yours.
That's right.
And their pain will be gone. I may never hear from them, but they will contact me. Maybe they'll contact me and say, you know, it's been 3 months. It's never come back, which I expect. And it's the same for the pain of a broken heart. You could have had it 60, 80 years. When I delete this, I expect, and this is not a belief system, I expect you to say, I can't find the pain anymore. It's gone.
Wow.
And pain has its causes, and those causes actually kill people. And we know that. We know
what
causes their pain is something really, in many cases, devastating, and everything's a frequency, whether it's a bacteria, a virus, a mold, an injury, a trauma. If we delete it and erase a chalkboard, I can't make a so-called medical claim, but they will tell me, my gosh, it's gone.
That's right. And talking with all that, let's get into some real healing, and let's go ahead and take our first caller. This caller is out of Florida, and her name is Karen. And Karen, are you on the line joining us?
Yes.
Okay. And just to give you a little background on Karen, she has had fibromyalgia for the last 15 years. It was basically, I guess, also from an accident she had about 15 also years ago. Her main point of pain was her neck. 90% of her pain is in her neck. And from that accident, she had some herniated vertebrae in her neck, and she has about 10% of, you know, body pain at all time. So, Karen, are you in pain, physical pain right now in your neck?
Yes, I always am.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Karen, I'm not going to address everything going on in your frequency of your whole being right now, but pick a pain that you want the frequency gone. If it's a neck pain, if that's it, then we'll do that and we'll just watch and see what happens.
Yeah, the neck.
What would you like?
Well, my neck causes me pain, the most.
It's, okay.
You know,
when you call now on the show, right now, were you in pain?
Yes, I'm in pain.
Because you need to be in pain for me to do this. If you're not in pain, we don't want to do this.
No, don't worry. I am.
People will think this guy's just talking, you know. So,
right up to my head. It's constant. It's debilitating.
Okay. Karen, see how it feels now.
Well, it's still there.
Is it still there?
Yes.
Is it any better? I can't find any frequency now. The frequencies are all gone.
Not really. I don't know if I'm a good candidate because, you know, I have I just had an MRI and there's, you know, the vertebrae are now, like, pressing on the nerves and...
I understand, and that doesn't mean anything to me. Why don't you check again and see if the pain's getting better?
I don't think so.
Sometimes people will stay on the line, and they'll talk to us, you know, say a few minutes later, and they'll say the pain is gone, it's gone, it took a few minutes, because the body can go through a cycle, and it has to go through this cycle in many cases, and then a few minutes later they'll say, well, it's all gone now, and you can give the body a little chance to, you know, process it. But I cannot find any imprint, any blueprint, any frequency there at all.
So, John, should we have Karen wait on the line for 5 minutes and
sure,
we could take another caller?
Sure, because, you know, I did some work on you, right, before the show the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw a result instantly.
Karen, is that okay? We can have you wait on the line?
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so just hang in there and... we'll get the next caller, and we'll get back to you in a couple minutes then.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
So just hang on. So John, when a caller calls up, it could take like 5-10 minutes for the healing to happen.
You know, most people will tell me it's virtually instant. I've had people contact me 3 days later, and they'll say it took 3 days, but it's all gone now.
Got you. Okay.
And this has happened a number of times. So I'm surprised when somebody actually doesn't tell me, oh, it's even, at least getting better.
Okay. All right, so what we'll do is we'll have Karen wait on the line then for maybe 5-10 minutes, if that's all right with her. And then we'll go ahead and take our next caller, who is, let's see, who's on line?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and joining us now is Lindy, and Lindy is from North Carolina. Lindy, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And Lindy had a slip and fall about 5 weeks ago. The pain is in her left hip 24/7. She's been to chiropractor, massage, and it's getting worse from the chiropractor. Let's go figure. So, Lindy, John Lindy.
Hi, John.
Hey, hello, Lindy. I was taking a drink of water, and I just choked a little bit here. So anyway, you've been through some stress and strain, it sounds like, there. And when you called, was your hip in pain?
Yes, it's been bothering me for solid about 4 weeks now, and the pain doesn't go away, and it's moving into my abdomen, and just want to get rid of it.
Why don't you check and see how the pain feels now?
Well, I'm walking around. I can still feel, you know, where the hip is out. And, you know, I've got the, it moves right across my abdomen. So I could say right now, it's still bothering me.
Yeah, is it feeling better?
I'm moving around. I'm looking towards accepting the frequency and releasing anything that was here before. I've had a lot of emotional upset this past month too, which I think is contributing to the pain.
This has nothing to do with whether you believe it or not, or Peter getting, you know, relaxed and all that and accepting it has nothing to do with anything like that. When I do the deletion, the frequency is gone. So tell me how it feels now. See if it's feeling better.
I'm walking around.
Are you looking for the pain?
I can feel like there's a little more circulation going on. I can say that the hip still feels like it's painful, though.
So you notice a little something going on?
Yeah.
Well, usually it's much faster than this. Well, see how it feels right now. I did a little more work. See how it feels now. The lady who did my website had a migraine 2 years ago, and she did my website for nothing because her migraine left, and it hasn't been back for 2 years. It was just gone like that, and she has her own radio show. And that's just one of many testimonials. So some people have deep, deep, deep trauma inside the tissue that's severely damaged. Sometimes they'll say that takes a little time, although I'll make no claims. But let's just check and see how you are now. See if how that pain is, if it's gone.
Well, I'm walking around. I can feel a little bit of relief in the abdomen. I also know that type of healing also takes probably a little bit of time to move through. I heard the previous call, so I'm willing to wait a while and possibly call back and let Jonah know how I'm doing.
Yeah,
you want to do that, John? Have her hold on for 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, at least 10 and maybe a little more and see how she's doing, because it seems like we're getting callers tonight that it seems, for some reason, it seems to take a little time for this to process.
Okay, so let's call back. We'll have the station call back Lindy in about 15 minutes, and we'll take the next caller.
All right.
Okay, Lindy, is that okay?
And thank you, John.
Oh, you're welcome, Lindy.
All right, Lindy, we'll talk to you in about 15 minutes.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, John, and we'll get the third caller on. Well, at least right away she noticed that some of the pressure was gone, and that's pretty good. We'll see how she is in another 15 minutes. Okay. And next caller we will have on is Steve, and Steve has back pain for a year now in his lower back. And he has also been through the typical massages and steroid injections. And he's joining us from North Carolina as well. Steve, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone, Jonah.
Okay, excellent.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, hi, John.
Yeah, and you know, Steve, this reminds me of a lady who had a foot pain and nobody could help it. I worked on it and worked on it, deleting these. The pain would not all go away, but she had had, we found out a few minutes later, it came up, she had had steroid injections that blocked the healing. I deleted the frequency of the steroid, and her pain stopped instantly. That shows you what those chemicals will do.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and delete the imprint I just did of the steroid frequency, that, in my opinion, garbage. And so back pain, let me just check you now. Back pain cause, see how it is now, Steve.
Okay, I'm going to get up here and walk around.
See if it's better or gone.
No, I'm still feeling some pain, yeah.
Is it any better?
It's pretty much the same so far.
The frequency of injury in the tendons. I'm testing you right now.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Tonight must be the night for the difficult ones. This is amazing.
That's what we like. We like the good, the difficult
ones. I can have 20 callers in the show and just bing, bing, bing. They're all like, it's gone. And then I get a night where they're deep, deep, deep damage and an injury, and it can, you know, it takes a little more time because I'm not a hoodoo, voodoo, psychic nonsense thing. This is Einstein work, and that's why people say, you know, this works. After 50 or 60 years, something worked on me. Okay, see how it is now, how your back pain is now. It's gone.
Okay.
Or better.
I'm still walking around now. It's pretty much the same. I can't notice too much difference. It still has that aching pain when I try and do anything with it. Yeah, it's still hurting.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
See, I'm not used to a show like this.
That's all right. I got you the tough ones, John. I got you the tough ones.
You got me the tough ones. Thank you very much. But, you know, they needed help.
That's right.
And, okay, Steve, see how it is now.
Okay. It's around the same. I'm still trying to do stuff, and it really hurts to do it, so... I mean, it's nothing significant.
Let me check your voice for this. Really hurts to do it. Okay, it shows psychic. So I'll clear that field for you.
Psychic? Okay.
Which only comes up sometimes, not usually.
It doesn't usually
come up? I'm doing that on Karen at the same time. It showed up for Karen.
Okay.
First.
So you mean there was a psychic cause for
this? This is a very unusual show tonight.
Of course it is.
What's coming up and how deep it is. Yeah, thank you, Jonah. You're bringing on the ones who really need help badly.
That's what I do.
And I say don't be disencouraged if you think this takes a little time tonight. Because if you go to my website or go to John Lucas Healer, which I don't call myself, and listen to the radio shows I've done around the world, you'll hear one person after the other saying, you know, within a second or two, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, like that. And there are those and those nights to where people say, yeah, no, and then 3 days later they call me and they'll say, it went away. Let's see how it is now, Steve.
Okay. Maybe a little better. I mean, I'm feeling a little bit more mobility. I mean, it still hurts, but maybe it's a little less.
Okay. Can everybody stay on there, Jonah, here, and we take some more callers and give them a little time?
Yeah, I could stay on.
You want them to hold for like 5-10 minutes, and we'll take the next caller? Yeah, we could do that. Okay. All right. So the next lady we're going to call is Well, her name is Susan K. She's calling for her mother. Her mother has constant leg pain for 2 years now. She's also taken pills, massage. She's had shots. Her mother's name is Nikki. She's a little older lady, so I think the daughter will be talking with us first. Her name is Susan, and she also says that her mother also has pains in her chest like every other day, but the biggest thing is her leg pain. It's a constant pain. So, Susan K., let's see. And okay, Susan, you with us?
Hello.
Hello, Susan?
No, it's Nikki.
Oh, hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hello.
This is Jonah Bolt.
Good.
Good. I got John Lucas on the line. John, Nikki?
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
Hey, Nikki, are you in pain right now?
Hey. Why am I in pain?
Are you in pain right now?
Yeah, because she made me get up.
Okay. Is it your legs, your hips? Where is it?
It's all of me. I should be in bed. I'm an old woman.
Okay, so I need to know where you're hurting. Is it really
where does it hurt the most? The leg? Leg pain?
No. I'm just
what
saying.
Area?
I'm saying all those things to torment
so, okay,
Susan.
We need to know. Tell me where the pain is, Nikki.
In my leg.
Okay. So where in your legs? I don't know where you are and know you, so you need to be straight here. Where is your pain? I need to know exactly where it is.
I don't know. It's just my leg.
Is it in your knee,
your
hip?
Right leg.
Why?
Is it in your knee, or your hip, or the just the whole leg aching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all.
So which leg is it, Nikki?
The left.
Left leg. Okay. Let's check and see how it is now. See if it's getting better.
It just comes. It's not
right. Is it getting better?
Am I what?
Is your
foot getting better? Can you feel any better?
Yeah. As soon as I go back to bed, I'll feel much better.
Okay. Is it feeling better, Nikki?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to feel better?
Yeah.
Is there any
gone?
Is there?
Pardon?
Is the pain gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really bothering me that much.
Okay, so it's almost gone.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we want. I think it'll go ahead and go away.
Oh, yeah, it will.
Okay.
That's great. And what we'll do also, John, is I'm going to follow up with everyone in a couple days as well, and I'll report on it on the next show. So for right now, Nikki, your leg is not feeling any pain, correct?
No.
Okay, and what I'll do is I'm going to call you back in a couple days, and I'm going to follow up with you to see if the pain is still gone, and I'll report on that on my show next week.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for calling. And, John, we're going to get Karen back on and see how she's doing.
All right.
And let's see. Karen, you there? Maybe she's not. Let's see. Let me try. We got all these different lines here, and okay, so we'll bring back Karen onto the show. And the phone is ringing, so let's see. Ring, ring. Okay. Looks like no answer. Okay. All right. Karen, you with us?
Hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
How you feeling?
A little tired now.
How's the pain, Karen?
I unfortunately it's still there, but I appreciate your trying.
Yeah, well, why don't you give it time, see how you do in about 3 days, because this happens once in a while, and they'll contact me about 3 days later, and they'll say things are gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. I'm gonna call everyone. So, Karen, I'll follow up with you in 3 days' time, and
okay. We'll
see how the pain is, and I'll report on that on next week. Has the pain subsided any bit? Can you notice any difference?
I mean, right now I'm lying down, so when I lie down, it just normally I take the pressure off, you know, because I take the pressure off my head, but it's really still there.
Okay.
Okay, well, give us some time. Let me hear from you.
Okay.
And,
I do appreciate
you
trying.
See how you are.
Okay.
That's why I tell people, you know, I'm doing a deletion here, but people have things brought in from thousands of ancestors. And that's why I do lifetime deletions, which you'll find, you know, on my webpage under the services. And I say, you know what? If you didn't get your results now, you know, maybe you want to do something more. I won't tell people what they should do or what they have to do. I don't do that. But if you look at that, and there's something on the site that says, you know, maybe I need this. When you call me or contact me, I will check you and test you from here. And the priority will show up in my testing of what's the most, you know, beneficial, you might say, for you. And that's the best way to do it. Now, we're getting some tough calls tonight, which
that's the kind of work I do. I get the tough ones, so that's good. I'm gonna bring Lindy back on. Let's bring Lindy back on and see how she's doing. And then I'll follow up with, Nikki and Karen and also Steve. And is Steve also on the line? Let's see if Steve's on the line as well. Okay, Steve's not on line. We're going to follow up with him. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, so we're going to, let's call Steve and follow up with him and see how he's doing. Yeah, Karen, it seems like it's going to take a couple days. She's said she had a lot. Okay.
She may let us know in a few minutes that she does not have any more pain.
I hope so. I hope she wakes up tomorrow and is gone.
Yeah, or even tonight. In a few minutes, she may do that.
Okay. All right. So let's get Steve on the line. We tried Lindy. Lindy's went to voicemail. She's up in the mountains, so that could be it. We'll try calling Steve. And let's get Steve back on the line. Okay. And Steve's line is busy. So Steve's line's busy, so he must be maybe trying to call the radio station. Okay. All right, now, usually, John, when you do things over the radio, you're saying most of the time that it is instantly or takes longer. It's usually instantly over the radio?
Most times it's virtually instant in all of my work. And then there are those who will say it takes a couple of minutes, and there are those who they might contact me 2 or 3 days later and say, gosh, it's gone. I didn't think it would work, because they can be real skeptical, and your skepticism doesn't mean anything. It's just you're skeptical, and all of a sudden you saw that it worked, and you let me know.
Got it.
Some people never let me know.
We got Steve back on the line, so let's see how Steve's doing. Steve, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, how you feeling?
Maybe it's a little bit of an improvement. It's you know, maybe a small amount. I'm trying to maneuver a little more than I usually can do, and maybe I'm moving a little more, but it's still pretty much hurts.
Okay, Steve, I just checked you for something I don't usually check. I checked a frequency of extreme damage in the kidneys, especially the right kidney, and I'm not doing a diagnosis. I'm doing frequencies. I'm checking that, and I'm going to delete that right now. Give me a moment.
Okay.
That's something. Have you been somewhere or done anything that you think would have damaged your kidneys extremely?
No. I've had them checked. They seem to be okay.
Yeah, it could have happened before your birth, too.
Well, okay. I don't know about
but
that.
But it's a frequency. I'm just working with the energy and the frequency and the blueprints of things. Okay. Let's see how they are now. See if they feel better now.
Okay. Let's see what I can do. I'm trying to move around now, see if I can do it any better. Well, maybe a little bit. I mean, maybe I have a little more flexibility, but there's still definitely pain, you know. I still feel it.
Maybe a little more flexible, Yeah, like I said, the guys, the toughest people are coming out of the woodwork now. And
so what did you delete now?
I mean, usually those people may take a little more time than other people. It doesn't mean, forget it, it didn't happen. Give it a little time. But when I find a frequency of extreme damage, which happened in me, I've lived things you don't want to even think about, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, I don't have the things going on that went on with me. So I know things you don't believe can happen and change.
And we'll be following up with Steve, Lindy, Karen, and also Nikki in 3 days, and I'll report them in next week. So Nikki said her pain was gone from her leg. Karen couldn't really tell too much. Lindy said she felt a little bit better and moving around. And so did Steve. Steve said he can maneuver a little bit. So all of them except for Karen felt a little better and felt a little bit more mobile from what you performed tonight. What was your take on it?
Well, we just wait and see. So that's great. Yeah, one she says her pain's gone. And one person should be enough for people to say, you know what? This just may work. And when I'm used to your 13, 14 people saying, oh, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. We've got a tough show tonight with, for some reason, the tough people coming in who had extreme things going on somewhere in their before their life and during their life, and I say, you know, I've dealt with these before, and although I make no claims, they will contact me later, and I say, you know, even if there's still some left, please look at my website, look under that services page, and look and read that and see the amazing things that I think can happen and that I do in my work. And
absolutely.
I ought to give the website. You know, it's Beyond
Healing. Sure, go ahead and give the website.
Yeah, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. So it's beyondhealingjohn, J-O-H-N, Lucas, L-U-C-A-S.com. And there's an email on there. And, of course, I have a phone number, and they can leave a message. Please, if you call, leave a message, because I get a little busy here. And it's 325-829-3984.
Awesome. That's what's up.
And you know what? I tell people, you know, if you hear a tough show like this where people are calling with things that seem to be a bit slow, you go Google John Lucas Healer. Now, don't call myself a healer. Click on some of the shows and listen to those shows I've done and listen to the amazing things that happen. And even Blog Talk Radio, my name, Blog Talk Radio, John Lucas. Many shows, and you will hear all these people say, it's gone, oh, wow, I didn't think this could happen. And so don't let any skepticism get in your way.
No, we don't. It's all about intent. And we got Lindy back on the line. Lindy, you with us? Lindy, you there? Let's see.
Jonah?
Yeah, Lindy, you there?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Actually, I tried calling back because I'm feeling a little bit better. Right after John and I had talked, I laid down for a little bit and noticed all my abdominal muscles started to relax, and I seemed to, like, start to drift off. And then I just, after listening to Karen and Steve, I got up and started walking around, and I know that the area in the lower back is starting to feel like it's loosening up. And
awesome.
So I wanted to share that.
Awesome. Good. Well, thank you.
Wonderful. Lindy, refresh me here. Did you have a low back pain? What was it?
Yes. Yes, I slipped and fell over a month ago and have been in pretty much constant pain every time I'm on my feet. So.
Really? Did you hit yourself, or did you just, what happened?
Oh, actually, I slipped and fell out of the bathtub when I was in the shower and really put a hurting on myself. But I've also had a lot of emotional trauma this month.
When I check you and I'm testing you with my most testing, I get beyond severe. I get something so far beyond normal so-called damage. So I understand what you're saying. It's taking a little time. But you're saying it's getting better, and I expect it to continue to get better. And, you know, that's why I say, you know, this is not hoodoo voodoo. This is accessing the realms of Einstein, quantum physics, beyond physics, linking into your being so that your body can, whether it's instantly or in a brief period of time, heal itself because of what is not there, what is not imprinted in it anymore.
Awesome. And, Lindy, thank you for calling up. We got to cut the show short, but I'll follow up with you, Lindy, in a couple days, and I'm going to report back on everyone that called in tonight on John Lucas's healing. So, Lindy, thank you for calling. And, John, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, and I'll give you a full report as well in a couple days when I speak to everybody, and we'll definitely have you back on the show later on sometime in a few months. And that's pretty much it for everyone. I'm going to play another track, come back real quick, and wrap up, and that's it. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Starseed Energy Radio. There's another sample from France Lounge. And we had John Lucas on the show tonight. And behind the scenes, he told me that we had some of the most difficult people he has ever worked on before. And I responded to him, well, those are the people that I attract, because that's what we do. We work on the hardest people and the people that need the most healing. That's what I'm about, and that's what the show's about. So thank you, John, for coming on. Just to give you a update on who's coming on the show next week, we got Michael Elgin from preparefortthelandings.com. VortexNetworkNews.com, UFOWest.com, and Channel for the Masters. And Michael is awesome. He's been on Coast to Coast numerous times, all over the place. So we'll also take some callers. So that will be a great show to catch. After that, on the first, we have Peter from the Lumi Company and also the Business Vitalizer. And his new book we'll be talking about is Business Lessons from an Alien, his newest book. Well, that'll be really cool. And July 8th, we have Paula Moran coming back on. And she is a emissary. We'll be talking to her of Santa Gomorrah and getting to more about the Asian and that type of enlightenment that she practices. So that'll be a really cool show. And then we have Poncho and Mario the Guardian coming on, the New Crystal Skull, and Amy from the Star Child Project. And I have another couple people, but I'll be posting that stuff on the website. So check out the website always for updates, starseedenergyradio.com. Tomorrow I am flying out to NYC and going to a Cosm party at Alex Gray's house. So I'm excited about that, a psytrance party, never been. And I'm also going to be joining Poncho, the Crystal Skull, in Central Park on Wednesday night. So all my people in NYC or anyone out there, please come join us in New York's Heart Chakra, Central Park, for a ceremony for the summer solstice. That's going on this Wednesday. So then I'll be traveling to New Jersey and Connecticut and upstate to see the Crystal Pod. So I'm excited for my next week up in New York. So thanks for tuning in, Star Fam, the one and only Jonah Bolt, Star Sea Energy Radio. This last track from France Lounge, and I will see you all, talk to you all, and be with you all next week.